The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Oh boy. Who is it? Okay. Come in. This better be good. I was having a nice dream.
Hello, Potch. Are you asleep?
Obviously not. I mean, why would I be asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, good. Then I'm not disturbing you.
Zimtron, you disturb me 24/7. But I'd prefer it if you wouldn't bother me in the wee hours of the morning. So this had better be good.
It is. Well, not good, but it's important. I had that dream again.
Seriously?
Can I stay in here with you just for tonight?
Really, Zimtron? Is that really necessary? I mean, it's not like I'm your mommy or something.
I don't have a mommy. If I did, I could sleep in her room. But all I have is you. Oh, please, Potch. I can't sleep in my room. It's too dark and quiet. You've got to let me sleep in here with you.
Okay. I suppose so, but just for tonight. What in the Sam heck are you doing, Zimtron?
I'm getting into bed with you.
No. I said you could sleep in my room, not my bed.
But I'm scared, Potch.
What in the galaxies could you have to be afraid of?
My nightmare. I mean, what if it comes true?
It was only a bad dream, Zimtron. I doubt it could come true. What was it about, anyway?
It was that one I always have. You know the one.
About the weird alien cyborgs?
That's it.
You were watching that TV show again, weren't you?
Well, yes, but it's just so addictive. Professor Howe and the Metalborgs? I mean, even the title hooked you in right away. I mean, it's like a spaceship crash. You just can't look away.
Oh, you can look away, Zimmy. You just need to be more disciplined.
Don't know that word.
I'm not at all surprised.
What's that?
It's the alarm. It signals an emergency.
I know what an alarm is. I just wonder what could be wrong now.
Captain Potts, sir.
Harmony, what's happening?
We're under attack.
I knew it. It's the Metalborgs. They've come for us.
The what?
Just ignore him, Harmony. What's actually happening?
It seems we are indeed under attack, Captain.
I knew it. See, I told you so, Potch.
Shut up, Zimtron. Who's attacking us, Harmony?
It's a group of space pirates, Captain. They've sent a message that we are to surrender. They're planning to board us. But they said if we don't surrender immediately, they'll blow the ship out of space.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
What should we do, Captain? Fight them?
No. Tell them we surrender.
Of the company.
Oh boy.
It's in the program. Bite me.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 89, Space Pirates. Written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy, oh boy.
So, this is our bridge?
I see that. Nothing impressive here. What have you got in the cargo hold?
Well, nothing at the moment. We haven't been out here too long, and we've just about depleted our supplies. We were about to go find Commerce Planet to restock. As soon as we figure out a way to make some money, that is.
Are you joking?
Oh, no, sir. Not at all.
So, let me get this straight. You have no supplies, no money, no valuables of any kind on board this ship. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Captain Slar, these bots are busted.
I see that. Then they're wasting our time, eh, Major Comrie?
Indeed, they are.
And you know what that means?
Oh, I know. It means we melt them and their ship down for scrap.
But you can't do that.
I think you'll find that we can do exactly as we please. I mean, who is going to stop us?
Oh, boy. No one, I guess?
And once again, Hutch, you've gotten us all killed.
Oh, shut up, Zimtron. Again? What? Huh?
Hold it right there, me hearties.
Who the devil are you?
Tell them who I am, Pinky.
That's Poncho, sir.
My name isn't Poncho. You'll give them the wrong impression, Panties.
I apologize. My name is Poncho, and this is the infamous Captain Brick Jammer.
The same Brick Jammer of the legendary Butnik Gang?
The one and the same, Twinkle Toes!
I really think we should be very careful not to offend our guests, Captain Jammer.
No need to worry. Captain Jammer's reputation precedes him.
You mean you're going to let this scallywag talk to you that way, Captain Slar?
Captain Jammer is one of the legends of space piracy. I think that affords him a bit of leeway.
But this is a waste of time, Captain. Aren't we going to melt these bots down?
What an insult! Melt us down? Why, in my day, we'd have pulverized the first bot who suggested such a thing.
Then I suggest you try it, old-timer.
Major Camry, go back to the ship. I will join you shortly.
But, sir...
Do I have to repeat myself?
Very well, Captain. As you say.
Many thanks from one captain to another.
My crew are a rowdy bunch. They'll not be happy that we came back with nothing to show for our efforts.
Then... We'll make sure you have something worth your while. Take the dishwasher.
Me? Why me? Why not the toaster or the ice pick?
Rather than taking anyone, how about a bit of information instead?
It better be worth my while.
Oh, it will be. We happen to know of a very rich ship. It's called the Titan III, and it's commanded by one known as Captain Hancock. He's a very rich cyborg. And there are many riches aboard his ship.
That does sound more like it. Where can I find this Captain Anik?
Oh, our first officer, Harmony, will be sure to transmit the last known coordinates of the Titan III. I'm sure you won't have much trouble finding them.
Very well, then. We shall find this Captain Anik and take him for everything he's got. So boring. What are we doing with our lives, eh, Captain Hancock, sir?
Don't get all philosophical, Brenty. Getting drunk right now is the only sensible thing to do. Now get that drink inside you and you're letting the side down.
But shouldn't one of us be sober, sir? I mean, someone has to have a level head in case of an emergency.
Emergency? Bar and humbuggery, Prentice.
We have an emergency situation, Captain Floppy Bottoms. I mean, sir.
I told you so, Captain.
Shut up, Prenti. Oh, what is it, computer?
That's Laszlo. I'm no longer just the shipboard computer, and you know that.
I don't care what you call yourself. You will always just be the computer to me. So what's happening?
Well, okay then. Not sure I should tell you if you're going to take that attitude, Ducky. I should just let you die a horribly embarrassing death.
Perhaps you should show Laszlo some respect, sir. He has you over.
I swear, Frenchie, if you say that he has me over a barrel, I will not be respected. I can't guarantee what my actions will be. Which means I will likely do something that will hurt you a lot.
I'm just saying that perhaps you should be nice to old Laszlo. Let him tell us what the emergency is, sir.
Oh, very well. Laszlo, please tell me what's wrong, eh?
Well, that's more like it. If you must know, there are some space pirates heading our way, and I think they mean to board us.
What?
What would you like me to do, Captain? Let them in?
Bloody heck, no. Can we outrun them?
For a while, maybe.
Then we're running.
That won't keep them off our tail for long. What is our next move?
Send out a distress call.
Who would answer it, sir? I mean, it is us, after all. And no one likes us very much.
Prentice has a point, Captain. We wouldn't win many popularity contests.
None, in fact.
Then send a message to that bounty hunter.
Do you mean Boone, Ducky?
Yes, that's the one. Ask her to come save us.
I'm sure that won't come cheap, Captain.
Just tell her to add it to my ever-growing tab. But get her out here. Beg her if you have to save our collective backsides.
I'm on it, Captain, sir. This should at least provide some great entertainment value.
For whom?
Why, me, of course. I'll get Boone on the horn, Ducky. Just keep your shorts on.
One of these days I'm gonna have my way with that computer, Prentice.
Really, sir? I had no idea you were attracted to Laszlo in such a way.
That is not what I meant, Prentice, and you know it.
Dear brother, I don't recognize this part of space. Are we back in our own reality this time?
Chongo thinks so. Close enough, anyway. Chongo tired of reality hopping.
Oh, so am I, Chongo dear. Believe me, I just like to get it right for once. Check the scanner so that we can be sure.
Chongo am 99.9% sure this is our original reality. Maybe.
You really instill a bot with confidence, do you know that, Chongo?
Of course, Chongo am good! Chongo take that back. Chongo am the best!
And not at all immodest, eh, dear brother?
Chongo not know that word.
Why am I not surprised?
Ooh, scanner's picking up big space battle.
Oh, let me see. Oh, yes. You're right, Chongo. It's the Titan III. Seems they've been overwhelmed by a fleet of space pirates.
Not good.
No, which means this can't possibly be our reality after all. We've been up and down through time and space, and there was never a time when our crew was overrun by space pirates. Oh well, you know what that means.
More reality jumping. Chongo will prime jump engines.
Yep, back to the drawing board.
Very depressing for Chongo.
And for me, of course, the irony could be that one of these days, we may find our home reality and somehow not recognize it. In which case, we may be reality jumping forever. I mean, what are the odds of that?
Never tell Chongo the odds, big brother. Ready for jump.
Then punch it, Chongo dear.
Chongo punching it! Ow!
buckos. So, where are these space pirates you asked me to come and fight for you?
Are you malfunctioning? Can't you see that they've already been here and left? I mean, look at us. We're all three tied up. We're lucky to even be alive. What kept you?
It's not as if I was sitting round the local pub just waiting for your communication, is it? I was three star systems over, getting my Starhopper overhauled.
Oh, yes. With my money, I'll wager.
With what was left of it, yeah. I'll need more now. That is, if you expect me to ever catch up with those misfit bots from your former crew.
May I ask a question before you answer that, sir?
Oh, what is it, Prentice?
I was just wondering if Boone would care to untie us. It's just that, well, this isn't exactly the most comfortable position to be in.
I can vouch for what Prentice is saying. In fact, this hurt.
Oh, so you'd like me to untie you lot, eh?
If it wouldn't be too much trouble. After all, we are hanging upside down from the ceiling.
I had noticed that. Hang on then.
Ow!
Smart.
So, now what, bucko?
Well, as soon as we're back on our feet, I was hoping you'd be able to track those space pirates down and get my loot back.
Yes! They took absolutely everything!
Including our dignity.
Yes, quite. But especially all my valuables.
Everything? Do you mean everything? As in all of your riches? You mean you're actually broke?
Dirt poor again, yes.
Until you get me my loot back.
Who was this lot of space pirates then?
I heard the first mate call the leader, Captain Slar, I believe, kitty cat.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I hate to break the news, but you're screwed, bucko.
What do you mean, screwed?
Yes, how screwed are we?
Captain Slar is the best in the business. I mean, he has a fleet of thousands. I mean, I'm good, but even I wouldn't dare go up against Slar. He'd have me for breakfast.
Then how am I going to get all my loot back?
Oh, you've seen the last of that loot, bucko. Just face facts. Nah, you're out of luck, mate. And you still owe me. So, how are you going to manage it, eh? Because I'm not leaving your side until you pay me what I'm owed to finish the job you hired me for.
We're so screwed.
I should have left you lot hanging up there. Dangling from the ceiling. At least that was amusing.
Just relax, you'll get your money.
I'd better.
How are you going to manage that, Ducky? I mean, Captain Ducky.
Oh, just trust me. I'll think of something.
Well, you better think fast. Either way, I'm not leaving your side until you come up with what you owe me. Got it, bucko?
Oh, I've got it. And I think I know where to get it. Ha! Yes! I have a masterful plan.
Really, Captain?
Oh, yes, Prenti. I just need to work out a few details in my head. But in no time at all, I'll be even richer than I was before. And you lot are going to help me.
You have been listening to the season finale of Robots of the Company, believe it or not. Episode number 89, Space Pirates, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred in order of appearance, Joe J. Thomas as Pudge, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Stefania Linton-Bond as Harmony, Steve White as Captain Slar, MJ Cogburn as Major Camry, Shane Harris as Brick Jammer, Gareth Severn as Poncho, Victor Aurelius as Prentice, David Ault as Captain Hancock, Pete Lutz as Laszlo, Jeff Niles as Derek, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Chongo, and Julia Eve as Boone. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell, who also created this series. The copyright for Robots of the Company is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. But if you ask nicely, we'll let you, I'm sure. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us to tell us how amazingly awesome we are, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We were generally having a good time during the making of this audiogram, can't you tell? As we always do, the Robots of the Company will return in the near future with more amazing misadventures. So, until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned. And I know you will.
Robots of the Company. It's in the program.
This program is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.